Chala, Perek Dalad Mishna Yud. Nitai ish tekoya hevi chalos mi besar. Nitai ish tekoya brought chalos mi betar. So besar is not the besar in Eretz Yisrael. It's outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Rav says it's the name of a place in Chutz Laretz. V'loi kiblu mi menu. And they didn't accept it from him. The Rav brings down, because you can't eat it, because it became tamei be'eretz ha'amim, became tamei from Chutz Laretz. You can't burn it as well, because this tumah is not so obvious, and people may say, oh, you see that you took truma, chala, truma, and you're allowed to burn it. And the other option, maybe just return it to him, that you can't do, because then they would say, oh, you see, you could take truma that's from Eretz Yisrael and bring it outside Chutz Laretz, and that you're not allowed to do. So what they do, they left it until Erev Pesach, and then they burnt it. Anshe Alexandria, hevi chalosein mi Alexandria. So the people of Alexandria, which is in Egypt, they brought their chalos, and also they were not makabel for the same reason. Anshe Har Tzvoyim, hevi bikurehem koidem atzeres. So the people of Har Tzvoyim, so this is a place in Eretz Yisrael. They brought their bikurim before Atzeres. V'loi kiblu mehem. But the Chum did not accept it. Why didn't they accept it? Nehakosav Shabbat Torah. The Torah says like this. V'chaga kotzir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizra basada. Torah says that Shavuos is the chag ha-kotzir. And the bikurei ma'asecha here that's referred to, the Rav says, is talking about the shtei halechem. That's also called bikurim. And the shtei halechem of the Atzeres, that matters chadosh in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, chadosh that's outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we know that the Omer matters, but anything that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash has to always be yashan, and what matters yashan in the Beis HaMikdash is the shtei halechem. And because these bikurim were brought before Atzeres, they were not makabel, and they would have to wait till Atzeres in order to accept them. Because the shtei alechem has to come before the bikurim. And besides for this, Mefarshim explained that the shtei alechem has to come before bikurim. And that's why they didn't accept this, but rather they had to wait until Atzeres, until the shtei alechem are brought, and only then can they accept these bikurim.